Excuse me, but...
Layla!
Marzia! Are you packing up, Marzia?
That's right. I'll be leaving this place in a few days.
Where to?
Another place.
Contrary to me, you haven't changed a bit. Still young and attractive. But your behavior has.
My behavior?
Uh-huh.
Mohsen said something to you?
There's no need for him to say anything. You are disloyal.
Me or you?
When Mohsen told you he had found me, you didn't come after me.
Layla, dear, I really wanted to, but I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you were busy.
Now you tell me why you decided to come here all of a sudden out of the blue. No, let me guess. I think I know. You were worried about Mohsen. Sit down.
Actually, I wanted to talk to Said.
With Said or Mohsen?
Said didn't answer my call, so I tried to contact Mohsen on his mobile, but he didn't answer. Then I called the shop. There was no answer.
Uh-huh. So you got a little worried and came.
So where is he?
Who? Said or Mohsen?
Stop it, Marzia. It's Said.
I don't know. I guess he must have gone out.
What is it? What are you thinking about?
About fate. About the years that have gone by. About you, about Mohsen.
The last time you were upset with me.
The last time was more than 20 years ago.
Well, you didn't answer my calls, Marzia. Nor did you answer my letters.
You didn't wait for Mohsen, Layla. When Mohsen said he saw you, all of a sudden all the old memories came flooding back.
No one would believe that after all these years. Mohsen's son would be the reason for us seeing each other again.
Last night, Mohsen had a bad turn.
Why did he have a turn?
He had another fight with Said, concerning that girl.
Bita.
That's right.
And how is he now?
Thank God, he's a lot better. He's upstairs taking a rest now. I have to go up and check on him. Layla, what do you say? Now that you're here, do you want to go up and see how he is?
Yes, sure.
Brother. Layla, dear, come in. Come inside.
Okay.
He's asleep. Have a seat for a moment while I wake him up.
No, no, let him rest, Marzia.
No, he has to get up now anyway. Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Brother. Brother, get up. It's midday. Hello.
Hello.
We have company.
Company? Who is it?
Layla, brother.
Hi there, Layla.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I called you on your cell and you didn't answer, so I came here.
That's because the kids put Mohsen's phone on silent so he could sleep for a while.
Excuse me for coming empty-handed.
No, not at all. Anyway, why don't you have a seat? Please, sit.
No, thank you. I'm fine like this.
I have fresh tea downstairs. I'll go and bring some up.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Marzia, dear.
Oh, no, Marzia, dear. I'll come help you make it downstairs.
Layla came over to see Said.
Said?
Yes. He was supposed to come to the catering service. I wanted to speak to him. He didn't come, so I came to find him here. I better go now.
Could I come part of the way with you?
Yeah.
So give me a moment to get ready, please. And I'll be right back, Marzia.
Layla, dear, let's go downstairs till Mohsen gets ready.
Yes, let's.
That's a picture from secondary school. Can you recognize which one is Mohsen?
This one.
You have a very good memory.
And this is Reza's wife, right?
That's right. Amir was only 1 year old then, or maybe even a little bit younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
These are more recent photos.
Who is this?
Sasan.
Sasan?
Farhad's nephew. When he was 2, his mother and father died in an accident.
And where is this place?
This is our house. Well, it's our last house. We brought Sasan up. But he's all grown up now. He's independent.
It's me. I'm ready to go.
What are you doing here?
I've come to wreck everything you
have. Calm down and tell me what's going on.
I told you to keep your distance. You didn't listen. I told you to leave me alone, and you didn't listen. Whatever I do is my business.
Aha, so you're worried about that guy, is it? Well, I didn't tell him anything at all. Nothing, I swear.
You're a filthy liar.
I swear on my life I didn't tell him anything. I just told him about Dad, and that's
it. Come on, lady. This is a place of work.
Shut it, you slob.
Ow! Bita,
you
I have slob. A good reputation
here.
Hey,
Bita. I'll chase you out of here if I have to.
Let me go.
Get out. I will set you and your reputation on fire. Did you think I didn't know what you were up to? Behrouz, I'll call the police to come and pick you up. Tell me.
Okay, I just wanted to scare him so that the lover boy will leave you if you don't go and see Dad. I just told him the person you showed him in the hospital was your friend's father and that our dad was in prison. That's it.
What else?
I just told him that he's waiting to be hanged any day now.
What else?
He said his crime is murder.
Well, well. If this wasn't enough already. Come in, sir. It's not nice to stand at the door. Come on.
Saeed.
Whose house is this?
Welcome to my house.
What are you doing here?
I followed you from the park. I wanted to see where your lies ended.
Watch your tongue, lad. Be polite. If there were lies told, it was because you were supposed to become family. You have to know some things.
Is what he says true?
He? No! Behrouz to you!
Don't tell me he's not your brother. If you want to lie, don't let me stop you.
Saeed. Saeed. Saeed, wait. Very well. Now you know everything about me. Who I am, where my dad is, what my brother does.
What am I supposed to believe, Bita? Who was that person you said was your father?
All right. I'm a liar. A pathetic liar who doesn't deserve your love. But, Saeed, you don't understand. You don't understand what it's like to be able to say who your father is, where he is, and what he does when you're ashamed.
What's up, Yavar? Layla, what? Why has she gone to our house? No, I'm out somewhere. Do you know the reason why she came over? Okay.
Saeed was upset with how I treated Bita.
I wish you had let me go and see her.
You didn't say why you wanted to speak to Saeed.
Why I want to see him? Well, I want to talk to him. Maybe it will have an effect on him.
He's become a proud and selfish young man who doesn't listen to anyone at all.
We are proud too. Or else we would have owned up to failing.
Failure?
Yeah. My difficulties with Saba. Your problems with your son. Is it possible we can put everything right again? Is Marzia still upset with me?
Marzia? No.
She is. Her behavior was strange.
She's upset about something else.
Why is she moving out and going somewhere else to live?
Because of her husband, Farhad. Because of the animosity between us.
What? What does this Sasan do?
Sasan? He works in a boutique. How do you know Sasan?
Well, Marzia just told me about him. What a sad background he had.
Yeah, a child who lived with disaster and hasn't been brought up well. You know, most of Say's troubles are because of him.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
Oh, how are you?
How are you? Are you here?
Been here a few minutes.
Okay, so not so bad.
Hello.
This is Layla.
Hello, Layla. Thank God, after all these years, we have the honor of seeing you again.
Thank you very much. So how is Zara doing?
Very well, thank God. When she heard Mohsen and Seed had found you, she was very pleased. She always talks about those days.
Thank you.
I haven't heard from you lately.
I've been very busy, brother. Sorry.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let's go in.
Don't want to bother you. I came to say goodbye. We're going on a pilgrimage to Syria.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear it. Come, let's go inside and have some tea. Let's go.
With your permission, I have to go now. Goodbye.
It was very kind of you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Come in, brother.
Hello, Said? Hello. It's strange. You answered this time. You didn't come yesterday. I waited for ages. Yeah, I have something important to tell you. I'll be waiting for you in a half an hour.
Hi, Avar.
Hello there, Said, my true friend.
What's that?
This? Didn't you know there was a robbery?
What, a robbery?
Yeah, we were robbed. Robbery.
A robbery?
Yeah, you should have been there. One I hit so hard with the back of my hand, he didn't know where it came from.
If you clunked him, why is your head bandaged?
Well, I lost sight of him for a moment and he clipped me on the nose. Then everything went black and then I don't know what happened.
What did they take?
They didn't take anything. Layla said they were after the checks and stuff. The police are after them. I tell you, they're going down.
So where is Layla right now?
Here she is. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Said. Thank you very much for coming. Come inside, I want to speak to you. I want to know what your relationship with Sasan and Mehran is.
Well, Sasan I know, but the other one, what was it, Merdad? I don't know.
Mehran. My son-in-law, Saba's husband.
Why in the world should I know Saba's husband?
Well, the thing is, Mehran and Sasan are friends. I thought he might have introduced him to you.
No, he hasn't.
Very well. Well, the truth is, Said, when you came into my room that day, what were you after?
I was wrong, I admit it.
I didn't ask you about it being right or wrong, did I?
Well, your behavior and my dad's is a bit strange. Even suspicious, like today.
Today?
Yes, today. You went over to our house?
Well, I just came to see you, because you didn't answer my calls.
No, you specifically came to visit my father.
Yeah? And then I dropped him off at his shop.
And that's it?
Instead of these questions, answer my question.
I gave you an answer. Now it's your turn.
I told you I came to see you. Your Aunt Marzia said that your dad is not well, so I went to see him.
So you want to deny that there's something going on between you?
That's enough, Said. Tell me what you wanted when you came into my room.
I was after the thing I found.
You didn't find the thing you were after. And who asked you to do that, Said?
No one.
Listen. Mehran is very dangerous. He will go to any lengths to get what he wants. I am sure that this robbery was done by his thugs. I'm after evidence so I can hand him over to the police.
So why are you telling all of this to me?
Said, I promise you nothing will happen to you. I just want to know what has been going on between you two.
It doesn't matter what I say, you keep on saying the same thing. Don't you think that's strange?
Wait, Said. You haven't gotten the answer to your question.
It doesn't matter.
The reason for me and your father seeing each other is to find Saba. I had to ask him for help.
Okay.
Where's your hello?
Sasan, have you heard that there was a robbery at Layla's restaurant?
A robbery?
You didn't know about it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know why Layla's suspicious of me. Do you know why?
She suspects you.
You mean you don't know?
No.
Your friend Mehran did it, no?
Do you even know what you're saying? Look, I have all my own difficulties and problems. I thought you'd come here and help me. You have no intention of that, huh?
What are you going on about? They know everything.
So what did you tell Layla?
Nothing. But they know that I'm in contact with you and Mehran.
Oh, come on. What contact? Have you ever even seen Mehran?
No, but I do know that they have a dispute over checks and promissory notes, don't I?
Nothing to do with you. What has their dispute got to do with me and you?
Yeah? When you sent me to get the checks and promissory notes, it has to do with me, right? You said if you don't bring them, we'll lose the shop. And now because of what I did, I'm involved.
Oh, that's nonsense.
What are you saying, Sasan? Everyone knows I went to Layla's room. If she feels like it, she can call the police and they'll come after
me. Well, because of your dad. At least you won't say anything, you know what I mean?
Let me say this too. They're after evidence against your friend.
Look at him. He's just scared to death. With that look on your face, of course they suspect you.
What should I do now, Sasan?
You don't know Mehran at all. And you don't know anything about no checks. You had your suspicions about your dad and Layla, so you went into her room. That's all.
That's all.
That's it.
Hello.
Hello. It's been ages since I've seen you. Are you okay? Do you still hate me, my daughter? I'm happy that since I've been in here, I haven't made you suffer.
Don't be happy, Dad. The suffering continues. I suffer every day. I have nightmares every night.
You are right. You are right not to forgive me. Through all these years, I didn't let you know what life and happiness means. Now it's the end of the line. Now I don't think about anything other than you and your brother. What is Beru's up to? You know what he told me? That he is taking care of you, is that true?
Oh yeah, he takes care of me. What do you think he does? He has turned that house into a place for his filth. He is following in your footsteps.
How is Nagame?
She's okay. I see her sometimes.
What about her dad?
He had his operation.
So where are you living now?
Is it really important where I sleep? Is it important where I go in the day? What I eat, what I wear, how I earn my living? Does anyone think about when I get ill or who will look after me, Dad?
Bita, tell me what I can do for you. Please, tell me, please.
How much is your house worth?
My house? That house is yours and your brother's.
I want to sell it.
There's no need to sell it. After my death, you know, it's your house anyway.
I went to see Maradi's wife.
Why did you go to her? What for?
Because of you.
Don't you remember I told you not to go to her in court? I told you I don't want her consent. I won't give her Maradi's blood money.
She has agreed in exchange for the house to give her consent. Don't be stubborn.
You're saying the same thing. I don't want to come out of here. I don't want to live anymore.
So don't ask after me again, Dad.
I have to go just like Maruti did. Why don't you get it, love? Sit down, Beta. Please, sit down. I want to have a good long look at you. Don't go yet.
Hello there.
Hello.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the apartment of Mr. or Mrs. Rahimi, please.
And you are?
An acquaintance.
You were given this address. We don't have anyone of that name here.
But a couple of days ago, I saw her come into this building. She said she lived here. A young girl of about 24 or 25 years old.
I know who you mean. She's been a guest of Mrs. Array for some time.
Miss Zarier?
Yes, she's her cousin. It seems you don't actually know her.
Well, that's why I'm here, to meet her.
Mrs. Array lives with her father. He's actually been away in the hospital for quite a while.
Ah. What is the number of the apartment she's in?
You'll have to wait. They might come down in a minute. Please, sit down.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Mr. Farmer.
Oh, hello, my dear.
More power to you.
How are you? Yes, this man has come to see you. Hello, son. How are you doing? You little brat.
Hello?
Hello there. Miss Array?
Yes?
Excuse me, I am Karimi, Saeed Karimi's father.
Karimi, yes, yes, I've heard about you.
I wanted to speak to you for a moment, if you don't mind, of course.
Of course, please, come on up.
No, I really don't want to trouble you.
No, we can't talk here. Please, come on up.
Thank you very much.
You are most welcome.
And thanks again.
Actually, I'm surprised. Beta didn't tell me you were coming.
You see, sometimes for inquiring about something, to surprise is much better.
Yes. Beta has told me a lot of good things about you and your son.
Really? I should be pleased. Let me see, you are Beta's cousin, are you not?
Yes.
I would like to know more about Beta's family.
Family? Well, Beta's mother died a few years ago. My aunt's uncle. Beta's father was a driver, just like my father.
Yeah.
Both of them delivered the products of one company. Until a few years ago, the company went bankrupt and closed down. They became unemployed.
It seems that Beta's father is now in the hospital, is that correct?
In a hospital? Who told you such a thing?
I think Beta showed him to Saeed. And I want to see him too. Which hospital is he in?
Madi, dear.
Yes?
Have you done your lessons? Don't you want any help?
What's wrong, Miss Zaire?
Please drink your tea. It's getting cold.
Excuse me, miss. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel as if you're hiding something from me.
If you don't mind, I'll speak to Bita and then talk to you. On another occasion, I can't do it now.
Miss, the truth is that I, like you, find it hard to speak frankly and tell the truth.
Excuse me? What do you mean? Maddie, my dear, go into your room and finish off your studies.
Actually, I haven't come here to start proposing marriage. In fact, I've come to put a stop to this.
You mean you are against it? Well, you see, Bita told me that you ask on behalf of your son for her hand in marriage. Huh.
I haven't heard anything so ridiculous.
May I ask you why this is so ridiculous?
Don't you want to tell me where Bita's father is? Listen here, miss. However you look at it, I object to this marriage. So it's better that I know the truth.
Bita's father is in prison.
Prison? His crime?
Well, he had a fight, and then...
Murder. It's strange. So strange.
What is strange?
How simple and stupid my son is.
But you see, Bita's father's situation shouldn't allow you to judge her like this.
Listen here, young lady. I know enough about Bita to be able to judge for myself. You saw it. Before you even said anything, I said I was against this marriage.
Now it's your turn to tell me the reason for you not agreeing to this marriage. Have you heard anything about her?
Not heard. I saw. With my own eyes.
What?
Please tell me, Ms. Zaire, what does Bita do with herself now?
Last year she worked in a company, but she left. And a while ago, she was a nurse for an old woman. And recently, she worked in a restaurant.
Yes, it was there that she planned for friendship with Saeed.
Yes, now she's looking for another job.
And did she tell you why she left the restaurant?
She said they were both fired, both her and Saeed. It seemed that the owner of the restaurant was suspicious of them.
And you believed what she told you?
Mr. Karimi, may I ask you please what all these questions means?
Excuse me, Miss Zaire. Forgive me, but you are living with her now. And I don't think you know as much as me about her.
I don't understand.
Well, when she lies about everything, even to you, it means that there's something wrong somewhere.
Excuse me. Hello? Yes, Saeed. Bita isn't back yet. That's okay. Goodbye now.
His comings and goings are increasing.
It's the first time he rang this bell. Now, Mr. Karimi, now you tell me. What do you know about Bita?
Unfortunately, your sweet little Bita is a very permissive girl.
How was it?
It was very good.
Thank you.
It's clear that your father has an interesting life.
I'm indebted to your father and Uncle Mohsen for this writing. They helped me very much.
What about the last chapter? I felt that you wrote very briefly about your father's martyrdom.
You see, on that day of the operation, my father and all his friends were martyred, and only one person survived.
So did you find that one person?
Yeah, but he wasn't prepared to talk. He wasn't even prepared to remember the day.
So who is it?
Mr. Farhad Kian.
Aunt Marzieh's husband?
Please, have a seat. Changing the subject, when does your father and family come back?
They'll be back in a week.
Did they say anything at all about the day for the engagement?
They did. They wrote down a few dates that work. And when they get back, they'll discuss it with you further.
That's good. Hey, it's been ages since he's been at university. Hey, goodbye for now.
Where to?
I have to go and talk to him.
Saeed has heard whatever he was supposed to hear.
No, the thing I want to tell him he hasn't heard before. I'll see you after class, hey? Hello there, Saeed. I really want to talk to you.
There's nothing to say.
There is. I've been waiting a long time. I wanted to come to your house, but I was embarrassed to.
You want to invite me to your wedding?
No. I want to talk about a mistake I made.
Mr. Saburi, it seems all these wrongdoers, well, they all have as much right as me to be guided, so don't keep them waiting.
The worst wrongdoer is me, Saeed. To interfere in something that wasn't my business at all.
Are you being serious?
All the time I think about the harm I did you and that girl. Do you forgive me? How can I make up for it?
You'll make up for it.
Yes, hi there, Layla. Thanks a lot. I just came to the shop and Sabah's nurse had left me a message. Hello, miss.
Hello.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I was sure you would help me out.
Look, I have to tell you something. If I accepted what you said about Sabah's mother, it was just because of Sabah herself. You know she's very ill and needs help.
That's very kind of you. Hello there.
Hello. Are you sure the address is right?
I hope so.
What happened? Why are you upset? Has something happened to Sabah?
No.
So what?
I went to Bita's house. Did you know Bita's father is in prison?
Prison?
Illness, hospital, and all. It was all a bunch of lies.
Maybe the nurse was trying to get rid of us to stop us from bothering her.
No, come on. I really don't think that's the case.
So why doesn't she answer us?
Let me... After you. Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Good day.
Excuse me, dear. We've come to see Miss Saba Moshir. Is she in?
Who?
Hi, I'm Saba's mother. We received information that she lives here.
Saba? Saba Moshir?
Yes.
Yes, she was here, but now she's not.
What do you mean she's not here?
She has moved out.
Where's she gone?
You see, I couldn't put up with her child. I told her to go and she left.
By any chance, do you have a telephone number or an address or anything from her?
I don't have her telephone number. I really don't have any need to call her.
Excuse me, miss. May we have a look at your new nurse, please?
My new nurse? I don't have a nurse. I can't put up with any of them. Whichever one comes, they make trouble for you.
So nobody else lives with you? I mean, your daughter or your son?
Well, I have a daughter and a son, but they don't live with me. They drop in on me and go. Excuse me, why are you asking so many questions?
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Very well, let's go. Are you all right?
I'm okay.
Don't worry, please. We'll find her eventually. We still have hope. Very well, I have to go.
Where do you want to go?
I have some work to do around this area.
So I'll drop you off if you want.
No. I'd let you if you wanted to. You go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tibita, why are you so late today?
Hello, darling. Look who's here. How are you?
A man came to see you today, Auntie.
Madi.
Who was here to see me?
Your mom's here, my darling. Let's go then. Come on.
Hello.
Come in.
Are you okay? Thanks very much. We've caused you a lot of trouble.
Not at all. Say hello to my brother. Goodbye, Aunt.
Who came here for me?
Mr. Karimi? Because he had asked for your hand in marriage. He came to make arrangements for the wedding.
Tell me what has happened.
Where have you been?
With my dad.
With your dad? That's good. That's great. Really nice for him. Where else were you?
I went somewhere for a job. Nagme, what are you doing? Nagme!
What are these? They gave them to you at the place you wanted to go to work?
What did Saeed's dad make up this time?
I can't believe it, Bita. All this time you have been making a fool out of me. I was stupid and blind. I didn't realize. Oh my god.
You are making a mistake, Nagme.
I am making a mistake? I suspected it myself. I called the restaurant and you weren't there. I swore at myself for thinking badly about you. But now I know everything about you. Saeed's dad told me everything. What did he say?
He said you got in cars of strange men.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? Why do you do it?
Just like that.
I can't believe it, Bita. Do you know what opportunity I've missed because of you?
You were mistaken.
You are dead right I made a mistake. Because of you, I missed out on so much. I did whatever I could so you wouldn't leave without Berus. I see that you have become worse than him.
You know what?
You are not allowed to ever set foot in this house again.
Whatever I do is my own business, and of course, I won't set another foot in this house.
No. Don't be frightened. I'm Mohsen Karimi, and I am a friend of your mother's family.
You have the wrong person.
No. I haven't got the wrong person. Please, just listen to me for a few moments. I realized today that you were at home, but you didn't want to see us.
What do you want with me?
Look, I know all about your problems. About Mehran and his fraud as well. But you are in danger. Both you and your child.
که فاصله افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی سر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه عموم میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر